Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As we mentioned earlier in the show today, November the 19th is World Toilet Day. And we are joined now by Gary Goldberg. He's the director of Genie Water and Sanitation. Good afternoon, Gary.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, great, great. On World Toilet Day.
Yeah, I know. It's not as exciting as Valentine's Day, and but I would argue more important. We all need love, but as a wise person once said, the hallmark of civilization is, you know, a working plumbing system. And unfortunately in South Africa, too many people don't have waterborne sewage systems, and there are still sanitation backlogs in the country, across the country, in many areas, in many provinces and municipalities. And this is going to become more important. We are approaching a municipal election next year where sanitation being one of the four basic services that government is supposed to deliver properly, but isn't in many cases. So can you tell us about the very important work that you do, and with particular reference to eradicating pit toilets?
Yes, absolutely. So a few years ago, I was involved in a lot of the rural areas where the plight of the rural and informal settlement communities who only have the pit toilets to utilize for ablutions became very apparent to me that there was actually very little being done for these communities and to actually benefit these communities. So being a person in a company that is very passionate about positively changing the status quo of these communities with the introduction of certain water and definitely sanitation solutions, and I might add, just it's all in line with the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals. We then embarked on a project or a couple of projects with proof of concepts where we were trying to eliminate this problem in rural and informal settlements of the pit toilets, which come with quite a few problems, obviously. So the product that we use is an organic product, so it's not going to, it doesn't do anything to the environment as well. And with the sanitation facilities in these communities and the coverage of it being so low, we decided that nobody was doing anything about it. So we decided that we would step in and do something together with a wonderful group, which a lot of people do know, the Angel Network, who are a bunch of angels who do a lot of wonderful work in these particular communities. So what we did was we decided to go and find certain sites. There were certain ones in Diepsloot in Gauteng, Daveyton in Gauteng, in Mpumalanga, and as well as the Northwest Province. And when we got out there to see the dire need of the people in the communities in the way that they do their ablutions was just absolutely horrific, and it was very sad. And so we have embarked on these projects in these communities where we've already had pilot projects running where the change in people's environment of going to the toilet has been greatly improved. And as Glyn Wallman from the Angel Network, you know, she rightly says that pit toilets are here to stay. So they're not going anywhere, and we can never, especially in these times of COVID, we can't expect the communities to sanitize when their pit toilets are as degrading and as disgusting as they are at the moment. So the success of these projects, we have gone through. There are certain people that can afford the product themselves. Unfortunately, a lot of people who are in informal settlements living in what we would probably know as squatter camps, and also certainly in the rural areas who there's no flowing sewerage, there's no sewerage systems there, are dependent on these pit toilets, which are terribly smelly and they're terribly full of insects and flies, and obviously comes with a lot of disease. when we did see people that were in these areas, the total lack of funding and the total lack of being having any kind of product that could make their systems, their toilet systems better, were just zero, and they just weren't around. So what we decided to do was we partnered with business and private sectors, and through the Angel Network, we are able to pass the donations via the Angel Network, and there being an, obviously an MPO, which is obviously attractive to anybody who would like to donate the product to these communities who have very little resources at their disposal, and obviously gives them an 18A tax certificate through the NPO of the Angel Network. And our passion is to leave a legacy that would, in essence, be immeasurable with the impact being made on both the people in our rural communities as well as our planet, for the future generations, you know, that we are so passionate about actually keeping, in some kind of form of a decent way of, going to the toilet. The pit toilets are not going away, and, the number of pit toilets that we have in the country are enormous. We're talking somewhere around about, 30 million, pit toilets. So we've got a big job ahead of us, and we are depending or dependent on the generosity of people out there, which through the Angel Network, they've shown us already that their generosity is just unbelievable. And hopefully we can get to some of the corporates, some of the bigger guys out there who can actually make these people's lives a better, you know, a better for everybody, including the children.
Gary Goldberg, thank you very much for joining us today and talking about such an important issue, something that and the work that you're doing that can make a tangible difference to the health and the dignity of so many South Africans. Before I let you go, can you quickly give us some contact details if any sponsors or interested people would like to get in contact with you?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. The best way to do it is you can either go onto our website, which is genie-water and sanitation. You can go onto there. You can go to the Enzyme Genie, which is enzyme-genie.co.za. And then, of course, we can, on the Angel Network's website, there is a link directly which will show the pit toilet and the product called PitFix. It will give you a direct link when the donation will go through to the Angel Network, and that would be the easiest way probably to do it, even to go onto the Angel Network site and just look and see where you need to go onto. And absolutely, we'd be very grateful, and so would our communities be very grateful for any donations. Just to give you an idea that the cost of the product would be 549 Rand per annum per toilet, of which we are a company of giving, so we prefer to actually give back to communities. So roughly between 60% and 70% of the funding is raised is goes back to the communities for upliftment of our rural and informal settlement communities. So I thank you so much to Chai FM and to everybody concerned of giving us the time on World Toilet Day, and we look forward to making a massive difference in our country.